Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, radio listeners. Welcome to this special broadcast on Hidden Truth Revealed. It is now Friday morning in most of America, November 17th, 2017. I'm Katherine Hine, your usual host for Who Judges the Judges and Bedlam in America. This broadcast will be very short and is designed mainly as a test for us to determine whether I will be able to continue broadcast using existing technology or whether we will have to search for other means of bringing my broadcast to you. Otherwise, I will be limited to writing articles. But so far, this seems to be working. We have some issues with Blog Talk not registering the time correctly, probably because of mix-up with daylight savings. So the blurbs that are coming out about the show may be somewhat inaccurate. As many of you have probably noticed, the broadcast that had been carefully planned for last week, Thursday night, November 9th, with lawyer Jack Graham, had to be canceled because of technical difficulties other than Blog Talk, which my feeling is a part of a growing plan by the elites to sabotage citizen journalism. This is hardly unknown. This has happened to other journalists far more tech skilled than I am, Marty Oakley, Alex Jones, Mike Adams, Andy Ostrowski, and many others have experienced a form of censorship by getting hacked and otherwise cyber attacked. A few minutes before airtime last week, my usual means of connecting to the show by Skype had been functioning. Then, just minutes before the broadcast, it was stopped. Suddenly, Skype, which just happens to be a Microsoft product, stopped working. And I had been using Skype for all these months to bring you both Who Judges the Judges and Bedlam in America. But suddenly, Skype made its services user unfriendly, at which they remain to this day. So, and that just happened a few minutes before the last broadcast. In any case, last week we would have been talking with lawyer Jack Graham about the April 2013 Boston Marathon bombing and the apparently wrongful conviction of the person now sitting on death row for that. We would have exposed the evident fraudulent nature of what you are being fed by the corporate media, not only about that event, but we expect that that broadcast would have invited you, our listeners, to question whether other publicly staged mass murders, which are now coming at us on a daily basis, follow similar patterns. Many of those public mass murder events share common features, including the presence of crisis actors, the details of the official story coming unraveled within days, oftentimes as to details such as the number of shooters keeps changing, other details that many of our listeners have come to recognize as part and parcel of the false official stories that typically accompany these public mass murders. These murders may or may not have actually something to do with what the government usually has as its favorite theory, the lone nut theory. Sometimes they'll have a duo, as they did with Columbine and as they did with the story we were prevented from bringing you last week. But the favorite is the lone nut theory, in which the lone nut is typically killed at the scene or soon after, as we saw with Lee Harvey Oswald. In the case that we were prevented from presenting to you about the Boston Marathon bombing, it shared a lot of features with such others. Well, it did not share. Let me get this straight. There are certain commonalities. Is every one of these identical? No. Some of these are hoaxes. Some of these are false flags. In the past, there have been other shootings that where people really do get killed, such as the South Carolina church shooting and the James Holmes Batman shooting. Many have also survived, where the shooter has survived. And when that happens, which I don't think is the preferred course of events, when that happens, then the lone shooter tends to have suspicious ties to alphabet labeled agencies of the so-called U.S. government. When the alleged shooters are apprehended, inconvenient facts have been coming out. So if they're apprehended live, it can come out that they have had adverse drug reactions to serotonergic pharmaceuticals, including SSRI drugs, which we have also brought you information about by having Dr. Ann Blake Tracy on. Luann has brought her on. I brought her on. And she has her own website, SSRIstories.org and .net. Drug Awareness is another one of her sites. And she's convincingly established not only that there are thousands of homicidal violence acts, not just the public mass murders, but many other homicidal acts, thousands, documented thousands during that are apparently committed while taking these serotonergic drugs, because the serotonergic drugs cause drug-induced sleepwalking activities for which the person has no recollection. It's because they are in a walking nightmare, and certainly no criminal responsibility. So that's an alternative version of what can happen. I don't know whether that's connected with the one from the Boston Marathon shooting or not. But back to the technical issues that we've been having. I would mention that besides us, there have been other attacks on journalists, including Michael Rivero, Janet Phelan, and the others I mentioned. I'll point out that all of us are risking our own lives and safety to expose inconvenient truths. Especially Robin and Lulu have gone above and beyond to bring you truth about the Elder Cleanse scandal that is interfering with basically destroying the ability of elderly people to pass on their wealth to the next generation, and they are then, their estates are plundered and they are killed in nursing homes with morphine and other psychotropic drugs. This has been broadcast all over the place, and there's even federal legislation to address the problem, which we're sure will do nothing but create another level of bureaucratic mumbo-jumbo that will worsen the problem. There are powerful folks in secret societies and other organizations who do not want the hoaxes and worse that are being perpetuated against the American people to come out. And that means that true journalism must be killed. We already have... Okay. We already have... we have known that what the agenda is, including at the United Nations, that there is an anti-firearms agenda. The United Nations wants the American people to be disarmed. History teaches us that before any large massacre of the population by its own government, those calling themselves the government organized massive gun confiscations of the population. That's been going on since at least the Katrina days in New Orleans, where National Guard were dispatched to seize the privately owned and duly licensed firearms of middle-income people in that city, people who were a threat to no one and simply wanted to defend their homes against looters. Consequently, there have been efforts for years to shut down the speech, especially the broadcast ability of those of us who are connecting the dots. Specifically, I'm concerned and want to alert people to the fact that, as we speak, their efforts to get your supposedly elected representatives to kill net neutrality. Corporate shill, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, AJIT is his first name, last name, PAI, who is Trump's Federal Communications Commission chair, is putting out a plan. Ajit Pai is putting out a plan to pressure Congress to overturn Title II rules so that big cable, including AT&T and Comcast, will be allowed to slow our bandwidth speeds and choke access to websites if we don't pay big premiums. They could also stop access to websites entirely if they see those sites as competition or disagree with their political content. Fortunately, two congressmen, I don't know who they are, have called for an investigation into Pai himself for acting inappropriately by helping Sinclair Broadcasting Group close its merger with Tribune Media. Pai is losing his fight for Sinclair, and the public is seeing him more and more as a corporate stooge who is using his position to help billion-dollar companies and hurt the public. Pai has close relationships with Sinclair and Verizon, where he was a former lawyer, and other telecom companies. And he is now trying to hand them a huge win by killing net neutrality. I don't think it's going to hit us just yet, but never let them catch you asleep at the switch. Be constantly pressuring your congresspeople to not vote for that. They're already inclined to not want to kill net neutrality. So, do you have any comments? I had like one final like warning in case we are in case our broadcast for whatever reason is killed, and that is when you look at other media sources, and if there's a comment section, and you're prohibited from commenting, that's probably a pretty good sign that the site you're looking at is controlled. So we're not, you know, we don't control who calls in. We don't control comments on our show pages. And we're going to continue doing our level best to get you our broadcasts. I can't give you a date right now, but keep checking the Blog Talk Radio site for Hidden Truth Revealed for our next broadcast time. Did you have any comments on any of this, Lulu?
No, I think it's all gone perfectly well. I think you're set to go. This is great. This is great. I think it's all going to work out. And the topics that you talk about are quite educational for the viewers, and I think you have to come on and express yourself and let people know, educate others on what's going on, but I think this is a go. I really do.
Okay, so, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is a successful test, apparently.
I think yes.
We have some issues to work out as far as adjusting the times. So if you all are looking for when the show's going to start, you may want to – hopefully that won't be a problem, that the blurb will be accurate. But sometimes there's a discrepancy between the hour that the blurb says the show is coming on and
right,
when the
and
show actually comes on.
You can also go to the Hidden Truth Revealed channel on Blog Talk Radio and look it up, and it'll tell you when it will start. So they can also do that, and they can also follow us at the Hidden Truth Revealed channel on Blog Talk Radio, and it will remind them when the show will be starting.
Okay,
so
and of course, internet access remains.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, thank you, Lulu, for helping me do this test, and hopefully we will be back to broadcasting in the next week or so.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that'll conclude this special broadcast of Bettelman America and Who Judges the Judges, and we hope to bring both of those broadcasts back to you in the very near future. Thanks,
right.
Everyone, and have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.